Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Hello? Hello, you hear me now? Please to make a for your best a brief for make a intel come into your face and enter your brain. Much well informed. 5x5, derpy. Hi. What's up, everybody? I'm Bear. Sorry for being relatively late this morning. I was waiting for the coffee pot to brew. I want to give a shout out to whoever it was inside of my organization that left the coffee pot on that produced approximately 3/16 of an inch of danger sludge in the bottom of the coffee pot. Much appreciated demerit coming out of your paycheck. Bear Independent, 3 May 24. Intel brief on economic indicators as well as national intel, which has been sent in by y'all. Email address intel@bearindependent.com. Bear, I can't remember the email address to send my intel to. I'm Bear from the internet, and you're sending me intel. intel@bearindependent.com. Got it. Brian Barnes said, praise ya, didn't start a fire. I had the same thought, Brian Barnes. Indeed, fires, not cool. I mean, they're cool for like bushcrafting and camping and fellowshipping and cooking sheep, but structural fires, not cool. The show, of course, is brought to you by the creator of the universe, Yahuwah, your Elohim, the Lord, your God. It's brought to you by the fine people over at Patreon, link in the description, and a little tiny company called Refuge Medical that I had the audacity to start in my barn 4 years ago. We make the best first aid kits on planet Earth. And some of the intel that has been provided to us illuminates the reason, one of the reasons why you might want to have your stuff on you. Just throwing that out there. Listen, if you're a basement dweller, a mouth breather, or currently are stuffing hot Cheetos into your face, subscribe. Ring the little bell icon. Do all the YouTube things. Comment for the YouTube algorithm. Joe Williamson. Sending Friday support, 20 doll hairs. I appreciate you. Let's drink to that coffee. Now, Bear Independent Brief. 3 May 24. Oh, big stretch. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index has fallen 9 points between March and April of this year, indicating a refreshed pessimism about the economy. Imagine that. It actually marks the first decline in 7 months. The poll ranges from plus 100 all the way down to negative 100. So we got a 200-point swing, 100 north of zero, 100 south of zero. In 2000, for context, it was plus 56. And recent numbers reveal a relatively pessimistic negative 29. For context, it was around this time of the poll that the United States government revealed that the country's economic growth had fallen from 3.4% to 1.6%. While the majority of Americans asked, 67%, or two-thirds if you're into math, say that economic conditions are worsening, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, for all urban consumers released in March showed an increase of 3.5% year over year. Now, here's the thing. CPI can't be trusted because it does not factor in minor things like the cost of energy or fuel or groceries. So CPI is a bullshit metric, which is why the governance uses it, because it allows them to fudge the numbers a little bit. As far as a refreshed pessimism about the economy, I don't know how refreshed that is, other than it's now in the news cycle again. They're being forced to comment on it. But the Biden regime, has been gaslighting us about the economy for 3 years. They go, it's the best economy ever. Bidenomics, they're working. No. Check your intel email. I sent videos of us Army moving equipment, of the U.S. Army moving equipment to the northern Israel-Lebanon-Syria border last week on a family day trip. All the best. Thanks, Tomer Klein. Joke's on you. I don't check the intel email address. The dance monkeys do that. But I'll talk to them about it. Tomer Klein, appreciate it. So the Biden administration has been gaslighting us for 3 years anyway. This is the best economy we've ever had. No, dumbass, it's not. And see, that's the thing. It's almost like an abusive relationship. Like, I love you. You're the best. I would never hurt you. This is for your own good. So you have these inputs, right? This, you can feel that, you experience that, that's real, but then the words don't match up with it, right? You have negative input, but positive commentary on the negative input. That's an abusive relationship. And so much so that, like, literally the New York Times was running articles like, it's not the economy, it's you. Negative. It's the economy. I am not the problem here. I don't know how to be more industrious than I already am. It's the leadership. Imagine that. With 6 months until the November vote, economic conditions, and more importantly, how average Americans feel about the economy will be crucial. Inflation has proven to be harder to snuff out than expected, and growth is slowing. 100%. These two combined are the very essence of stagflation and will likely have meaningful impact in the future of U.S. politics if they continue. It took Congress half a year to decide whether or not they were sending $600 a piece to Maui after the air quote fires there. But all of a sudden, you know, we got a war, another war in Israel and an ongoing war in Ukraine. And oh, by the way, let's vote for ourselves, Congress, to get a pay raise. Yeah, we can bang that one out in 13 hours. Yeah. Yeah, stagflation and monetary policy, right? Like, I was just talking with my, let's get thrown off the internet today. I was just talking with my oldest daughter yesterday. She's some, for whatever reason, brought up the Titanic, and we were talking about the Titanic. I said, what do you know about the Titanic? I'm very curious what mainstream talking points have been force-fed into your brain for the purposes of governmental indoctrination regarding the situation on the Titanic. And so, of course, we're having this conversation as we're cooking dinner last night, as one would do, you know, as you would talk to your typical teenager. And she's like, I don't know, it smashed into an iceberg and it went bye-bye. And, you know, they made that Jack and Rose movie. And I'm like, oh, kid, I love you, but no. I was like, how about the vast majority of American businessmen that did not support the creation of the centralized bank Federal Reserve System all happened to be on that ship at the same time? And the ship that sunk wasn't even actually the Titanic. It was its sister ship that had been somehow miraculously insured for like 10 times its value before it left port. And then it accidentally hit a freaking, oh no, an iceberg, crash, smash. Now all these people who would have said no centralized bank, we're not allowed to do that. Haven't you read the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers? Don't we know we don't do centralized banks here in the United States of America? No, we need real currency predicated on real value. All those guys dead. Yeah. And one of the things I love about my 17-year-old daughter is she's like, tracking. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. So, what a coincidence. Oh, we've got stagflation now. But it's not the economy. It's you. You're the problem. We are the problem. Also, this whole taxation thing that we do, retarded. Yeah, I'm just going to come out and say it. It's retarded. Because if the government can just print more money, why do you need some of my money? Explain me that one, Lucy. Right? And the Pentagon's missing $2.3 trillion. What is that? CBO, Congressional Budget Office. There's like billions, if not trillions of dollars missing everywhere. Unexplained, unaccounted for. But if you earn more than $600 off the books, the IRS, through back doors on your PayPal app and your Venmo app and your Cash app and all that, yeah, they are monitoring your bank accounts. And if you have a more than $600 transaction, congratulations, you're now going to be audited. So you're worried about me making $601, but the Pentagon's missing $2.3 trillion. But don't worry, here in America, we got freedom, bro. We're super free. Super duper 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 free. Oh, except now that if Congress passes this bill, you can no longer read the New Testament under these new anti-Semitic rules that are being put out, saying it would literally be illegal in the United States of America to say that the Jews had anything to do with the death of Christ, even though that's literally what it says in the New Testament. Not all Jews, but a certain sect of the Pharisees and the high priests, because there were quantity two at the time, and there's only supposed to be one. Nope, not allowed to talk about that anymore. That's anti-Semitic. And for those who lack context at this channel, I'm no fan of the nation state of Israel, which, by the way, is a secular nation that a lot of people think is somehow the same nation of Israel that's in the Bible. It's not. It's secular. It's the same land. Some of the same people occupy it, but there's not a single word about the creator of the universe in their founding documents. And the abominations that are committed in Israel are the type of thing that would make the Father utterly destroy them, like he has in the past. Rabbit hole on the rabbit hole. So let's talk about the economy, guys. Everything's great. Don't worry about it. The economy's fine. You're the problem. Maybe if you would just work your peasant ass a little bit harder, we wouldn't have any of these problems. Maybe you should just eat less food. Why do you need to put fuel in your vehicle? Where are you going? What's your problem? Is it Friday? It's Friday. Praise Yah. The Hill published an article that said, quote, already voters see the recent upswing in prices. Soon they are likely to feel the economy slowing. No shit, The Hill. Of course, just a little bit of recent data. It's not the same as long-term conditions, but together these are indicators to keep an eye on. What of global inflation? Robert Lenihan. Hi, Bear. Hi, Robert. Good morning. Quadruple exclamation point. Robert, you keep that energy up, man. Finish strong. Finish this week strong. We need you out there, Robert. All these people who are being let into this country who hate your guts and hate your ancestors and don't pay taxes and don't contribute to the economy, Robert, they need you out there busting your ass as a W-2 wage slave so that you can pour into the federal economy so that those people can extract wealth from you and diminish the inheritance of your children. Robert, keep it up, man. We need you. Should I have more coffee? I think I should have some more coffee. Bam Bam says, first time here. Awesome. What's up, Bam Bam? Like Bam Bam Bigelow from back in the day? WWF? That was the dude with the flames on his skull, right? Do you even ADD? Apparently, I do. What of global inflation? The OECD has increased its growth forecast from 2024 from 2.9% to 3.1%. A whopping 0.2% increase, everybody. Yay! Cue the clap hands, the little applause sign. The crowd goes wild. With increased optimism regarding the major players, China, India, and the Estados Unidos. We used to be the United States, but everybody, if you don't already know Spanish, I would start learning now. It did warn, though, that, quote, monetary policy needs to remain prudent to ensure that underlying inflationary pressures are durably contained, end quote. A prudent monetary policy, you mean like stop printing all the money, like not accumulating, I don't know, several dozen trillion more doll hairs in debt just during this administration? Prudent monetary policy. Define prudent. Like, it's an insult to drunk sailors to say that the government spends money like drunk sailors. The International Monetary Fund also increased its outlooks in the last month. However, Steve Forbes of Forbes, that guy, the Forbes guy, recently wrote, quote, the places to look for real trouble ahead this year and next are not the numerous inflation indexes, but are instead foreign exchange markets. Japan, for instance, you know, they of the rising sun, formerly militaristic, then somehow casually got, you know, nuclear bombed back into the Stone Age for a moment, now to the point that their men have been so emasculated that their entire dudes that go their whole life not even ever attempting to have a meaningful relationship with a woman. Yeah, it's amazing when you turn the land of the rising sun into the land of the rising hydrogen bomb, how quickly that samurai culture just goes right away. And I'm not saying that as a citizen of the world, that I necessarily support that, but I do understand the decision. I believe the wager was 600,000 American lives or a couple of nuclear bombs. And then you'll get the people, the extra crazies, like the people who are on the fringe of the fringe, are like, Bear, you're such a shill. Don't you know that nuclear bombs don't exist? Okay, bro, whatever you're into, nuclear asterisk bomb. Whatever the hell it was, it worked. Just saying. Admiral Yamamoto was not, it was like, what, 3 days later? He was like, dude, we all the way give up. Please, sir, may we not have another. We all the way give up. We're done. Thank you. Now, what can we do to help you have a successful existence, America? We capitulate. Anyway, Japan, for instance, is experiencing significant weakening of the yen, and that is expected to create, quote, shock waves through the economy and through politics. He, Steve Forbes, went on to note, quote, all currencies are wobbly. That's encouraging. The Forbes guy, quote, all currencies are wobbly. Get ready for noise about tariffs, devaluations, and trade restrictions. Love this part of the quote. All reminiscent of the beggar thy neighbor actions of the 1930s that led to World War II. These sick, psychopathic, Satanist assholes that run the world just want people to die, and they want to extract as much capital from you in the process as possible. Ah, damn it, I said the quiet part out loud again. They want you to die. And they want to extract as much capital from you as possible in the process. I know what we could do. Let's do some George Soros stuff. Let's control the international flow of money. And let's foment revolution in nation states around the world so that we can enact the Hegelian dialectic. Thesis, antithesis, smashing together, synthesis. I control the synthesis. And the synthesis is good for me. It's not good for you. And I made sure that was going to be the way that it is because I created the problem in the first place before I offered the solution to you. And every time I create a problem and you beg me for a solution, I take more of your rights, more of your wealth, more of your freedom of movement, more of your privacy every single time. And they run this play over and over and over again. It's almost like roughly every 4 years. There's some other weird thing that happens like every 4 years in the United States of America. But every 4 years, there's a new Hegelian dialectic being enacted so that they can extract the individual freedoms and responsibilities from the people and centralize it to the governing authorities, which are not really DC anyway. That's a bunch of piece of shit politicians that are in the swamp for sure. But do you think those boys and girls are the ones calling the shots? You really think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in charge? Really? Like, really, really? You for really real think that Joe Biden is the, air quote, most powerful man on earth? I'm going to go with negative, bro. Dwight D. Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex. Who runs that? Glenn Manuel said, my future wife, June 29th, and I love your show, Bear. We live in Canada with Trudeau. It feels like the government is tanking everything on purpose. Glenn, thanks for the $5 Canadian. I think that's $1.60 American, but I appreciate you anyway. Yeah, I'm not Canadian. I don't know about Trudeau other than what I'm told. And from what I'm told, not a great dude. Not a great dude. I do know a fair number of Canadians, though, the vast majority of which are somehow trying to flock to the Estados Unidos. Yeah. What's up, Andy Barnes? Shall we do the national intel? Now that the big day, the reptilian overlords, have successfully set up all the pieces on the chessboard for World War III. Bear Independent. Bonus intel, intel at bearindependent.com. You can go to bearindependent.com. There's a link in the description. You can click the contact us button and you can send us intel that way too. Skywalker said, I'm glad to see Bear Independent still rocking and rolling. Cool pickle. Cool pickle. I'm guessing that's Skywalker. Thank you. I don't know if I've ever been referred to as a cool pickle before, But you know what? You're a lovely slice of tomato. If we're just going with like sandwich accoutrement. You are crispy iceberg lettuce, Skywalker. Toasted sesame seed bun. I don't know. Whatever. Thanks, I guess. Good morning, Miss Lovely Dudley. Bear Independent bonus intel. Should I do it an octave lower? Because some people say that I try to make my voice sound tough on the internet because I'm here to impress all 980 of you. Just want to pass along some information about an incident that happened near me here in New Mexico. My family lives in Gallup, located near the New Mexico-Arizona border, and they are watching the traffic increase due to a train derailing in West Gallup. The BNSF Trail was transporting fuel and propane. That's cool. Very stable, low likelihood of explosions. No biggie. The derailment is causing a severe traffic backup on Interstate 40 due to the location of the derailment. There is no easily accessible alternate route. The local news stated the traffic is backed up for miles and traffic is being diverted on routes that are adding more time and miles. It's going to impact supply chain and delivery schedules for semi-traffic and train deliveries. After looking and thinking about the situation, the area of the derailment is a perfect spot for an accident that would affect the nation's infrastructure. How interesting. This could also lead to more government legislation. Boo, no, pass. Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland is pushing for this Railway Safety Act because of this incident. More ways to limit what we have access to, food, supplies, and fuel. Makes me think of the 15-minute city concept. Well, the 15-minute city concept is basically socialism in action. So, not a fan. And this elucidates the importance of you being adequately prepared. Look at all those big words I strung together. The synapses are firing this morning, boys and girls. You need to have what you need on hand. We call this preparedness. You may remember there's a little thing happened 4 or 5 years ago. Was it really that long ago? We'll call it 4 years ago. In 2019, the whole world got the flu. And then because the whole world got the flu, the reptilian overlords were like, I know what we'll do. We'll make an anti-flu device that will stick in people's arms, and we'll tell them if they don't do it, they're going to die and they're going to lose their jobs and they'll be grandma killers because they'll get grandma sick and then grandma will die. That's what we'll do. Also, we will require, in order for us to produce this anti-flu stuff, that we cannot be sued. And we won't release the documentation on how exactly this went down between what is fascism, but collusion between the means of production and the government, because that's exactly what happened here. That we won't release any of the documentation about exactly what happened here for 55 years. Okay. Also, if there's people that are talking shit in the chat, knock it off. Thank you, Andy Barnes. These are your brothers and your sisters. Play nice. Exactly. We have a couple of very basic rules here, one of which is be cool. You guys are going to be cool to each other in the chat. I'm going to be cool to you. You're going to be cool to me. If you can't be nice to each other in the chat, you will 100% get your ass kicked off the playground. Yeah. Nobody bullies anybody on the playground but me. Okay? Okay. Cool. Everybody be nice to each other. If you can't be nice, you take your bullshit drama somewhere else. Go talk shit somewhere else. Tracking?
Tracking like a tank, bear.
All right, cool. Next, the Marmaton River, which is a river, I'm assuming, on planet Earth. I'll be honest, I have no idea where this is. The Marmaton River has flooded out of its banks and half of the city. Half the city I live in is underwater. The only way into the city is 69 Highway. Our sheriff's office and local... Sorry, looking at the chat again. The sheriff's office and local police department was crippled during the flash flooding from the storms over the weekend. That doesn't narrow it out, down at all, because there's been storms everywhere from like Mexico to Michigan. Bear's not in a bad mood, redneck SOB. This is Bear in a good mood. You want to see me in a... You will never wonder if I'm in a bad mood. You will never wonder if I'm pissed off. It will be blatantly obvious. When I'm upset, everybody around me knows it. And I try not to go there because I am so good at it. I'm incredibly good at being pissed off, angry, and violent. And it is not possible to operate in righteousness while you're pissed off. So I go out of my way now to try and avoid being pissed off, angry, and violent, because these hands are not doing the work of the Most High when they're balled into fists. But believe me, when I'm not happy about something, when I'm pissed off, you'll know it. Don't assume. The fire department, I'm sorry, wrong paragraph. The only way into the city is Highway 69. Our sheriff's office and local police department was crippled during the flash flooding from the storms over the weekend due to being spread thin and having to block roads because several civilians were attempting to cross the floodwaters in small cars and becoming immobilized. If that's you, if you're one of those people, it's like, I can make it. No, you can't. Don't be a moron. You are impinging upon public safety being able to perform their duties when you are an idiot and try to drive your Toyota Prius through 9 foot of water. Doesn't work. Okay? The county, listen up. The county does not have a dedicated search and rescue unit, as it is typically not required. The fire department usually is the fill-in for any search and rescue operations in the area. EMS and fire and county designated towing, however, were crippled, as well as they had to find a safe route to the calls they were dispatched to due to the flooding, and several places were not accessible at all. A lot of people, even in the preparedness community, still have this mindset of like, shit hit the fan is one giant event. It's a high altitude EMP that takes the entire grid offline. It could be water. It could be water, too much water. If EMS, fire, emergency services, public safety cannot get to you, they might as well not exist. Ah. What if you have all your eggs in one basket and that basket gets flooded? Spider points and caches. JW Electrician, $200 doll hair super chat. Bless you, bro. For Pastor T, homie, Lil Squish, and all Bear Camp. Love y'all and thank you for all you point us to the Father and Yah following Yeshua and Torah. Praise Yah. Bless you, bro. That's insane. But thank you very much. That'll buy a cup of coffee, that's for sure. Well, I mean, in this economy, that'll probably buy a cup of coffee. You know what that is? That's me and my wife at Tacos for Life. But I appreciate it, man. Thanks for buying us lunch. Well, damn, he said, listen up as if I was in high school. Reminds me of my teacher on my ass. That's right, Javier. Listen up. I don't get on here and do this for my health, man. There's other things we could all be doing with our time. So let's dedicate our time appropriately to learning and reproof and instruction and supporting one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Otherwise, what's the damn point? What's the lesson in this? You need to have your shit squared away, because if you're dependent upon any outside influence for you to remain squared away, that can go away because of water. Not the Chinese, not the Russians, not the invasion on the southern border, not the tyrants in DC. Water. H2O, yo. The neighboring county had several tornadoes that ripped through it and some widespread damage. But as of right now, this county's damage is mostly due to flooding. We were all blessed with not having a tornado actually touch down here. Well, praise Yah. Now, this last report here from Intel has a fair number of highly offensive, if you're a snowflake, four-letter words in it. I'm going to do my best to insert other F words in here. Now, you might be asking, why did this person use F words when they wrote in? You'll see. Because they experienced a traumatic event and they want us to learn. They are giving us the opportunity to learn from their traumatic event so that hopefully we don't have to go through the same thing. And they were in a highly emotional state when they wrote this. And so I'll use fiddlesticks or fudge. But this is a great piece of intel. It's our last piece of intel for today, but it's a great piece of intel. Not that it happened, but what can you learn from it? I was on scene yesterday during the murder of four cops. I royally effed up. Royally effed up scene that a cluster F can only begin to describe. Had to extract wounded and had terrain obstacles we had to overcome. Can't say too much as it's still an active investigation. For the Bear Nation, buy effing medical supplies. Learn how to use them. This shit is not a game. By the way, I'm not making this up. Here it is on the printout right there. Okay? For the Bear Nation, buy effing medical supplies. Learn how to use them. This shit is not a game. I've been trained through my department, but it didn't really prepare me for what ensued. It may not be you shooting it out with someone, but your neighbor might be. A shit ton of emergency personnel were tied up trying to get close to scene to extract the wounded. Ambulances couldn't get through. If we can't get effed up cops out of a firefight that is still ensuing, we can't get to you. You don't know where those rounds are going, and you need to be prepared to sustain life until medical personnel can get to you. Roads will be shut down. Access in vehicles will be denied. Hell, it took me almost 20 minutes to get out of the area with blue lights. Prepare to sustain for hours. No shit. This was in a major metropolitan area. Second point. If you have it on you. I have some medical equipment in my cargo pockets, but left my full blowout kit in the car. I effed up. Thankfully, there were tons of medical equipment around to use when working on the wounded. I've remedied this by ordering an ankle kit and a slit kit from you, so I will always have them on my person. Mike Blotzer, bless you. Just want to thank you again for all you do, for the fantastic off-the-top sermon the other day. I wish you and yours a blessed weekend, brother. Bless you, Mike. Thank you. Second point, if you have it on you. I have some medical equipment in my cargo pockets, but left my full blowout kit in the car. I effed up. Thankfully, there was tons of medical equipment around to use when working on the wounded. I've remedied this by ordering an ankle kit and a slit kit from you, from Refuge Medical. So I will always have that on my person. Third point, get right with Yah, Yahuwah, the Lord your God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. If you haven't already, I pray to him every day while driving to work. Today was a hard one as everything began catching up with me. All I can say is that I know we are made in his image and Yah is a warrior, Exodus 15, verse 3. Reciting this helped me stay calm while running into an absolute shit show. My question for you, Bear, if I was exposed to blood and am taking the HIV medication for 28 days, am I transgressing Yah? My mind wasn't worth a damn while being seen by the doctor yesterday, and I started the protocol. I'm conflicted as I still haven't processed everything and a lot is still a blur. Any guidance you can offer is very appreciated, and I love your online scripture studies and Torah lessons. Please keep them up. Praise Yah, you led me to him and his truth at a very dark part of my life. I pray that you and all the nations stay safe and sound. I know you hear this a lot, but Yah chose you for a reason. You've reached many people, including myself, to learn the truth. I know you won't take any credit, as you are just a servant, as am I. Praise Yah for men who don't conform to the Big C Christian view of what men are. Sorry about the rambling, still processing things on my end. May Yah place a hedge of protection around everyone in the Bear Nation and bless you all. Well, let's start with exposed to blood. Am I transgressing Yah? Metzora Torah portion. A couple weeks ago, I can put the Metzora Torah portion into one sentence for you. If it's wet and not yours, don't touch it. If it's wet and yours, take a shower. Okay? And, okay, it's wet and not yours and you touched it. Now what? You're unclean until evening. What do they mean by unclean? It's not about ritual purity. It's about infectious disease protocol. That's what so many people miss reading the Old Testament, reading the Torah, the instructions. They're like, dude, what a bunch of ridiculous rituals that people had to go through. It's not ritual. It's about infectious disease control. If it's wet, not yours, don't touch it. If you did touch it, wash yourself. You're unclean until evening. Now, how were you exposed to blood? Because the heart condition matters here. You were exposed to blood for the preservation of life. That's what the Bible is about. The entire book is about the preservation of life. Torah, Messiah, end times. It's all the Father striving with us for the preservation of life. You did the right thing, brother. You got blood on you. Me too. I've had more of other people's blood on me than I can count. A lot of it unrighteous. But a lot of it righteous as well. I worked a 40-car pileup, dude. 40-car pileup. You want to talk about a mass casualty incident? Me. By myself. One at a time. Black ice in upstate New York, watching cars smash into each other, one after the next, watching the headlights come over the mountain and start coming down the mountain, knowing they can't stop, over and over for an hour, covered in other people's blood. Our high priest is covered in our blood because the wages of sin is death. We should be dead, but he took that for us, for the preservation of life. You were doing exactly what the Father would have you do. So don't get it all twisted with the Torah. The Torah is about the preservation of life. And there's infectious disease protocol, which you're following. You did the right thing, and you're doing the right thing currently. So don't beat yourself up over that. 98 upstate. I believe it was. Yeah, may have been. Next, I have a couple of parts of this underlined. If we can't get effed up cops out of a firefight, we can't get to you. Hell, it took me almost 20 minutes to get out of the area with blue lights. Prepare to sustain for hours. Verse Buy effing medical supplies. Learn how to use them. This shit is not a game. Yep. Bless you, brother. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Thank you for having the intestinal fortitude and the content of character to run toward the problem, not away from the problem. That is part of the core ethos of this channel. That's what we are about. Run toward the problem to help remediate it, not away from the problem. And absolutely do not be an innocent bystander with your cell phone out recording other people. Be the light. Don't talk about the light. Don't pray about the light. Don't muse over it, contemplate it, meditate on it. Be the light. The light shines into the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The darkness comprehendeth it not. They can't even comprehend it. All these other people who don't have the light or have mental assent to the concept of the light, but aren't the light, aren't indwelt with the light, will stand there and watch you being the light and think you're the crazy person. No. You are living up to your fullest potential for the reason the Father made you in the first place. And when people see you doing that, it illuminates the fact that they are not. And it makes them feel like shit. And so they'll make you try to feel like shit too, to drag you back down to their level. Because the darkness comprehendeth it not. Take no counsel with those people who are consumed with the darkness. They matter. Messiah died for them too. They were also fearfully and wonderfully created, but received no counsel from those people. Here's why. They don't have what you have. They could, but they don't. Which means that they have no standing to offer input on how you operate. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I don't take advice from people whose life I don't want. Because it doesn't matter what they say or what they think or what systems they've put in place, how they've optimized their email marketing campaign. Their life is their resume. Right? I don't take fitness advice from fat people. I don't take money advice from broke people. I don't take spiritual advice from people who are spiritually corrupt. Their life is their resume. If your shit worked, I should be able to see it working in you, right? The inverse of that is our life is our resume and a witness and a testimony to how good the Father is, how we are created in his image, how he is a warrior, how his word will not return to him void for the preservation of life. And when you're out there in the moment, be in the hands and feet of the Most High, most people cannot comprehend it. So take no counsel from those people. They can't understand it anyway. If they don't understand it, why do I want their input on it? I don't. Doesn't mean they won't try and offer their input on it. Pay no attention. They don't know what they're talking about anyway. It's like my 7-year-old trying to tear down an engine. She doesn't know what the hell we're doing. She might be there. I might even enjoy the fact that she's there, but she has no idea what we're doing. I'm not going to listen to her when she's like, well, you know, Dad, the torque specs on those head bolts are. No, you don't know what you're talking about, kid. Stick around one day. You might. That's the show for today. Listen, Refuge Medical, we have classes coming up. If you don't know, you don't have to think about it. You know it. If you don't know how to use your first aid kits, please come to class. Please. Come to class. If for whatever reason you cannot come to class, this channel, click the playlists, Trauma Medicine Series. Watch it. It's a free 4-hour block of instruction. It's free. Watch it. Okay? But you should really come to class because you never know when you're going to need this stuff. We have classes May 5th and 6th, which are coming up. That's this weekend. It's going to be awesome. We're doing Cinco de Mayo at the Refuge Place. Our brother Oki is catering it. There will be tacos. Sunday evening, we're doing a Refuge hangout at the store. Training all day Sunday, all day Monday. There's still a few slots left for May 5th and May 6th. And there's a few slots left July 21st and July 22nd for Refuge Responder. This is like a Responder 1 and a Responder 2 put together. So there's a lecture aspect, there's some hands-on, and then we flex into scenarios, and it's going to be good. We have a couple of really good scenarios you're going to be forced to navigate. And then we're also doing first ever Prepper Classroom Live in the afternoon of these classes, where we're going to be talking about networking, caches, spider points, intel gathering, and there's some practical exercise on that as well. I love the fact that you're going to be in a room full of people, most of whom you don't know, because that scares preppers. Yeah, you're going to learn how to be nice to people and build rapport. Yeah, we're going to do some intel gathering stuff. It's going to be a good time. We also have the classes Surviving Womanhood with the Combat Midwife coming up. That's the 11th of August at the Refuge HQ. That class is going to be banging. Jessica Arno, the Combat Midwife, has taught more than 50,000 people OBGYN stuff, including when you're like, oh, yeah, 18 Delta Special Forces medics. They can do everything from kill bad guys to deliver babies. Where did they learn to deliver babies from? Jessica Arno, the Combat Midwife. So that's going to be an awesome class. We're super excited to bring that to the Refuge HQ because she has not taught this stuff to civilians thus far. So we're going to be the first on that. That's going to be amazing. And a lot of times people hyperfixate on, you know, shot, stabbed, blown up. Yeah, but do you have a wife? Do you have daughters? Do you have sisters in your community? They might get pregnant at some point. And then what do you do, especially post-SHTF? So that's going to be a banging class. Also, Refuge Medical, we make kits. Let's see here. This is the bare fact. There are many like it, but this one is mine. This is what it looks like after being left outside for a year in the sun and the snow and the rain and the hail and the Oklahoma ice storms. That's after a year. I just left it outside for a year. I was like, I wonder what'll happen to it. Boom. Pop the lid, pull the inner out of the outer with the inner. You can open this with one hand. Boom. There's my first aid kit, prioritized for care per the March algorithm. Massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia. Made in the USA, guaranteed forever. 122 people still alive because of our kits. 122. I don't think they're a good idea. I know they're a good idea. So if you need a first aid kit or you need more first aid stuff, components, bags, whatever, refugemedical.com, please and thank you. Please consider us. Use the promo code Bear Nation. You'll get free shipping on everything that's in the store. That's how that works, which is pretty cool. And in Biden's May 2024 economy, free shipping is not nothing. In fact, our shipping costs have gone up significantly since we began to offer that, and we still offer it. So That's the bare fact. Need something a little bit bigger? How about an adventure kit? I'll show you the adventure kit real quick. Yeah, Bear, I get it. It's a nice bag, but what's in it? How about everything? Everything is in it. Band-aids, bullet holes, broken bones. The adventure kit does all of it. Check it out. Refuge Medical. Stay. Let's see. On Patreon this morning, we talked about should we hide our preps and should we help people? And that video is on Patreon. You can go watch that. If you're not on Patreon, there's a link in the description. It's $10 per month. It's the best $10 you can spend on the internet. It is a preparedness consultancy. You ask me the questions and I give you long form video answers for you and for everybody else in the class as well. Patreon.com. If you are on Patreon, go watch that video. Please and thank you. Okay, Bear. BearIndependent.com. If you want a coffee mug, a t-shirt, a sticker, a patch, or whatever, if you want to support the show, you can do that at BearIndependent.com. There is a store there. There's also links to everything I'm talking about here, which is also in the description, blah, 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 blah. Okay? BI.com. It's not actually BI.com. It's BearIndependent.com. You got to spell it out. Grindstone Ministries, if you need a Bible, I will send you one if you can't afford it. Or you can buy one at our cost at grindstoneministries.com. So link is in the description there for that. Grindstone Ministries, like that right there. It's like it says right up over my head right there. Grindstoneministries.com. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one brother sharpens the face of his friend. What else? Caleb House, online giving, Caleb with a K, calebhouse.com. Caleb House is our juvenile human trafficking survivor restoration facility, which is a bunch of $50 words for, it's the place where we put children back together again after they've been trafficked and serially raped by assholes. And if that's the type of thing that you'd like to support, you can learn more about us at calebhouse.org. I only want you involved if the Spirit moves you. If the Spirit does not move you, don't. And that's okay. But I don't want people involved with any of the things that we're doing if they're not convicted by the Spirit to do so. You could sum up our entire organizational existence with three words: preservation of life. That's what we're about. Preservation of life. This channel, Bear Independent, is about the preservation of life. I use preparedness as a conduit to talk about the Father, in case you haven't noticed. Okay? That's preservation of life. By the blood of his Son, that you might come home again and have an inheritance of eternal life. Preservation of life. Refuge Medical. Preservation of life should be pretty obvious. Refuge Training, preservation of life. Grindstone Ministries, when we deploy after hurricanes and tornadoes, preservation of life. Search and rescue, med calls, debris removal, construction operations, preservation of life. Caleb House, preservation of life. Somebody's got to put these kids back together again. That's what we do, preservation of life. And if the Spirit convicts you to be a part of what we're doing, come on with it. And if it does not, that's okay too. But I don't want anybody involved that's not convicted by the Spirit, because I don't want to be working counter to the Spirit. It's the one unforgivable sin from the mouth of Messiah. Is denying of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So, that's the show for today. Let's talk to the creator of the universe, shall we? Good morning, Father Yah. Father, I pray that you would be with our our brother who had to respond to those shot cops. And that you would bring peace that surpasses all understanding. And that you would provide an opportunity for healing mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. That you would be near to this person and bind up their wounds and bring comfort to them. And Father, that you would whisper in their ear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," for not burying their talents in the sand, but using them to bring glory to you for the preservation of life. Father, please minister to that person and be near to them. Father, for the rest of us, thank you for allowing us to wake up today. Thank you for all of the myriad things that we take for granted every day that are absolutely blessings from you. Please continue to teach us how to steward these blessings righteously. To use even the very air that's in our lungs to raise praise for you. Father, help us stay vertically aligned and not be swayed by the world. Help us remember you are sovereign over all things. You are the creator. It's all yours anyway. Father, everything we have comes from you. We thank you for it. Father, please give us strength and power and authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to be your hands and feet. Father, pour out your spirit on all flesh for wisdom and discernment, to know right from wrong, to know what words to speak and who to speak them to move us about the battle space as you see fit. Father, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, Yah, be there anything within the sound of my voice that is not of you? We come together in agreement and rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and command it to flee. Father, backfill that void with your light. Father, I pray that you would please protect these people today, provide for them today, and bless them today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Have a good day of prep. I will see you when I see you. Shalom.